a learner's mindset. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by my brand new book, Push the Sled. Once upon a time, there was a college student who was on a quest to become more Zen-like and learn as much as he could about Buddhism. One morning, he got up really, really early and traveled to a monk monastery to meet with a renowned monk to learn more about Zen Buddhism. As the monk met the young student, he started his discourse. The student interrupted him and said, I already know that, in an attempt to impress the monk. The monk nodded and continued his lesson. Moments later, the student once again interrupted the monk and said, "Excuse me, I already know that." The monk stopped, waited a few moments, and said, "Perhaps we should pick up our next lesson over tea." "Sure thing," the student replied back. As the student sat down at the table, the monk grabbed the tea and began pouring into a teacup, filling to the brim and spilling tea over the side of the cup and onto the table. The young student watched the overflowing cup until he could no longer restrain himself. "Stop, stop! You can't pour tea into a full cup." The monk set the teapot down and replied, "Exactly. Return to me when your cup is empty." See, to establish a learner's mindset, we need to let go of what we know to make room for what we don't. This story reminds me of something I recently heard on the Mind the Game podcast with JJ Redick and LeBron James. Side note, if you're a basketball fan, I can't say enough great things about this brand new podcast. I highly encourage you, if you are a basketball fan, go watch it on YouTube. JJ Redick, LeBron James, Mind the Game podcast. You won't regret it. On episode 3 of the podcast, JJ started the podcast by asking LeBron this question. He said, "Bron, you've been in the league for 21 years. You can probably tell within 2 to 3 days if a young kid is going to make it in this league or if he isn't. What is the number one marker for you to know if a kid is going to be a good player and be in this league for a long time?" LeBron smiled the way he does, and he said, "Being coachable. Easy. It's being able to have veterans and coaches get on them without any snickering, any backtalk, any resistance, or any complaining." He went on to say, "They almost have this mindset of keep coming with it, bring it on, give me more, keep bringing me the feedback, keep bringing me more and more feedback because I want to see how much I can absorb. That's when I know he's going to be in this league for a long time." Words of wisdom coming from one of the greatest of all time who's been doing it far longer than anyone who has ever dribbled a basketball. Average players want to be left alone. Good players want to be coached. Great players seek out the feedback without the pushback. So, how do we take this learner's mindset idea into action? I have two ideas. First, cultivate deep curiosity in all aspects of your life. Get curious, not furious, and ask better questions because better questions lead to better answers. Some of the best ways to do this is simply using the phrase, "what else?" or "tell me more," or "what else can I do?" Constantly being curious, constantly asking questions, and constantly searching for ways to level up your mindset and to level up your performance. That's idea number one. Idea number two, and perhaps a little bit more challenging, start asking for feedback. Seek it out. Get feedback from your inner circle on what you're doing well, what you could do better, and if they have any strategies on how to improve. Just start with one or two people that you trust the most, and as a caveat, be open-minded and non-judgmental to the feedback you get. So this week, as you head into this brand new week full of opportunity, here's my advice for you. Ask questions. Stay curious a little bit longer and seek out the feedback without the pushback. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you again next week for another weekly wisdom. Stay curious and make it a great week.